Welcome back to the Food Mentor Podcast. I'm David Burns, your host, and today we're chatting to a delightful couple, Cindy and Joe, who are based over in sunny Perth. Cindy and Joe established Seven Oaks Catering 10 years ago, and it has now become one of Australia's leading corporate catering businesses, supplying thousands of platters a month of delicious fare to Perth's corporate community. Of course, it's now perfect timing to create a retail brand and package offer to help fuel the future growth of this fabulous business. Let's chat with Cindy and Joe about their plans to create their new retail brand and how they plan to diversify into a packaged retail range. I hope you enjoy this podcast. This episode of the Food Mentor Podcast is brought to you by Naturally Good, Australia's leading event for natural and healthy products, connecting brands with retail buyers. Looking for the latest natural products? Then you won't want to miss the Naturally Good Expo at the ICC Sydney on the 3rd and 4th of June. Over the 2 days, you can explore the most sought-after healthy products, connect with top brands and industry innovators, and gain key insights into the latest consumer trends. Registration is free, so grab your ticket now to make sure you don't miss the retail industry's must-attend event. Check it all out at naturallygood.com.au. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Food Mentor Podcast, and I'm joined today by Cindy and Joe from sunny Perth. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hi, David.
Exciting time.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. After a very busy Anzac Day yesterday, I got up very early in the morning to do my dawn service, so yeah, beautiful day yesterday. So, look, you're in sunny Perth, and for everyone's benefit, it would be great to get your backgrounds before you started Seven Oaks Catering. What were you doing before you started Seven Oaks Catering? I'd love to know that story.
Sure. So I've always been in the marketing background, and Joe's used to be an accountant. So we've always been just, for me, it's just all about marketing. Like, you know, I used to work for Mars, a chocolate bar company.
Yeah, amazing.
And then marketing for them, and then used to work for a marketing company that did like research across Australia, so it was flying around a lot. And then
I was from, obviously I graduated accounting and finance, but I did a couple of things. I've taught music myself as well for a short while, and then I was in the accounting industry working for a mining company. That's our background.
I love that. The backbone of any food brand is accounting and marketing. That's, if you've got a great product and a great brand, then they're the two things. So you've got a good head start there for sure.
Yeah, we actually figured that along the way. We were like, okay, we don't know much about food, but we love food, you know. But we
that's
know marketing.
We know, yeah.
You love eating it. That's a good head start too, isn't it? Yeah. So then tell us a story. So no food background. So 10 years ago now, you established and founded Seven Oaks Catering. How did that come about?
Funny, because we still both had full-time jobs, but my mom was actually at home not doing much. So we actually bought the business for her, and then it was only like a little cafe. So we were at the back, you know. You know, she was running the show and Joe was actually doing the books for this business. I was, you know, helping with a little bit of marketing and a bit of food ideas. And that's how it started. But then I quit my job 2014, 2015, going into the business because, you know, we just saw like a growth in that business. And then, but it was still a cafe back then. And then Joe joined in 2018.
Yes.
So because we saw the opportunity, you know, there was a demand for catering because even though we were still a cafe then, but
we picked up local jobs
and government stuff around the area, yeah. Like local stuff. But then we were really seeing like, you know, there was a demand for it. We were actually one of the first in Perth to use, to provide this kind of service, like disposable catering trays, drop-off catering. Mm. So when Joe saw the opportunity, we were like, okay, you know what? Business would be serious. So he quit his job in 2018, came into the business, and we rebranded in 2019 to fully just, we shut off retail and we just focused on corporate catering. And it wasn't just any catering. We had a niche that was corporate, hospitals, offices, schools around Perth. So, and we just like, you know, went crazy at it. Like,
just went full on. Yeah. Full on. So obviously the structures. Yeah, yeah. The structures are different and things like that. So we had to learn a lot on the way as well.
Yeah. That's great. I mean, obviously we have opportunities for like private stuff, like wedding, gigs, you know, things like that. But then because our focus was, we were really sort of head on, like, you know, we were really focused that corporate is our niche. And then we just improved, we just slowly, you know, got better at it. And we sort of improved our process along the way. And then, yeah, here we are today.
Amazing. So tell us about some of the offers and just out of curiosity, yeah, tell everyone what roughly how many platters would you do a month or how many customers do you have? It's a big business now, right?
Yeah, so we have about 25 to 30 people on the team now. And we were just doing the calculations and numbers just then. We did like about 4,000 platters in March
alone. Oh, my goodness.
So we have a team of about 8 to 9 drivers, and then we do about 60 to 80 deliveries a day to different offices.
That's incredible. And sandwiches, hot food, all the pastries.
The staples.
Yeah.
The staples that people love, but, you know, adding our twist into it because we love food. So we need to make sure everything is tasty.
That's amazing. What a story from accounting and marketing to, you know, significant corporate catering business. A great story. So then let's chat about, obviously you've had this inkling for quite some time about, you know, if you're developing amazing tasty morsels for corporate Australia, why wouldn't you, you know, develop a retail brand and potentially package product to supply into the supermarket? Yeah. So when did that idea begin?
So when Joe quit in 2018, 2019, he came in and then COVID happened.
Yeah.
So everyone was struggling, obviously. Perth was a little bit better. And, you know, that was when we were like, hey, we actually need to diversify. You know, we need to do something different, not just rely on our sole income. So that was when the idea started. The seed was planted in us. And then I fell pregnant in that year. I know, COVID. So, but we were just busy with our newborn. And then, but then when she got a bit older, she's 3 years old now. And then we were realizing, hey, we're busy parents running, you know, a business. So we didn't have much time to prepare, like, you know, like we have parties and stuff when we're entertaining, you know, like we have to make things from scratch. Not just for the adults, but also for, like, you know, the kids, you know. So we had a little idea about this, but it never sort of came to fruition because we were just, our catering side of the business was booming and, you know, but.
Yeah, we just got busy with, you know, all sorts of other things.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, right after COVID, we had to rebuild as well because we were affected just like everybody else. We had to rebuild the team and all that. So it's just probably around 2 years ago, you know, after we've got a good team in place that we really got serious about this idea of getting products to be on the shelf.
Yeah, the first step we sort of took was actually we started a production team in-house.
Yeah.
So not just for, you know, our catering side of the business with the long-term vision of, you know, hopefully we're going to actually do something. We don't know what or how, you know, but we just had that in mind.
Yeah.
So we started something first, put a production team in place that works, you know, towards it, like to nighttime.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't overlap with catering. And that's how it all started. And we were like, hey, we actually have the capacity to do something, but now it's actually serious because.
Yeah, here we are.
Like,
So we chatted, I think it was November last year. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
November. Yeah. And obviously we chatted about where the opportunities may lie within this, let's call it party/snacking freezer doors in the supermarket. It's a busy area, as we know, but we thought this idea that we came up with had potential. And as I said before, we've had good feedback. So why don't you tell everyone what the offer you've come up with and the brand? Yeah.
So as foodies ourselves, we just love tasty food, right? And so we need to make sure that the kids actually like, you know, they love it too. So, but at the same time, as a parent ourselves, you know, like we make sure the entire line is actually no preservative or natural, light in salt, you know, no sugar, mm-hmm. and just, nut free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in general, healthier options for kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is something that we realized as well. Well, we organize parties for our friends that, you know, have kids. And
yeah.
It's a struggle trying to find food that are good.
It's incredible, isn't it? My 8-year-old went to a party at Bounce recently, and I went to pick him up, and you know, the kids usually get a lolly bag. The kids are all given a bottle of Prime. I was dumbfounded. But anyway, yeah. so we've gone. We chose the option of well-known fare. So the pizza slices, the mini sausage rolls,
and
the already famous chicken nuggets. Because as we know, your chicken nuggets are going to be the only chicken nugget that has a 4-star health rating, which is amazing. There they are. Look at that. So congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, so we've had the advantage of obviously having our in-house production team where everything was made from scratch by hand, you know, and we source local ingredients. And so everything, we sort of control the quality of every single little thing that went into it. Mm-hmm. So I think that's how we were able to achieve that 4-star health rating.
Yeah, amazing.
Well, lab testing. Yeah, it's one of the first in Australia even.
It will be, yeah. And we've got fully sustainable or compostable packaging, I should say, including the bag inside.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Which is fantastic.
More, you know, compostable bags that we seal with. So, yeah. It's all environmental friendly.
Yeah.
And it comes in a Ziploc bag where, you know, like if you don't finish it, you can still, you know, use it next day.
Of course. Totally. And the other thing we identified was that, you know, we wanted to have a bit of fun too, so we created a couple of characters that in time we'll bring to life, and they're on the front of the packaging. So who have we got? We've got Carlos the carrot and Tonya the tomato. There they are.
So these very cute.
So these guys are gonna
superheroes.
You go. Sorry,
our superheroes that's gonna help, you know, like. Make better decisions in life, and I'm probably the parents.
Keep the kids healthy.
Keep the kids healthy, yes. To encourage kids to eat healthy, you know, good food, and help fight against, you know, food that have all these nasties in them.
Yeah, totally. And I think the unique selling point of our products is we actually incorporated, you know, some hidden veggies in it as well, like, you know, like the chicken nuggets, the sausage rolls, you know. So I think that's something that all parents sort of like to see.
Yeah,
nice.
100%. The bit I love about what you've created now is obviously, you know, particularly in Perth there, you've got this, you know, amazing database and client database and a client base that you can now communicate this offer to, you know, telling them they can go to the local stores and take it home as well for their little people.
Yeah, exactly.
So
in corporate, you know, we sort of work with a lot of mums as well, you know, a lot of EAs, you know, PAs. So we're definitely going to introduce them first, and, you know, they just need to know where to get them, you know. For now. So, people are sort of interested. Like, since we did a post on Instagram, you know, I've been getting messages from people, you know, hey, where can I get them?
No, it's fantastic. Like, and I did that as well, as you know, and I had a distribution company in South Australia call me straight away, said, how can I get my hands on these? I think I said to you, he's rang me 3 times in a week, which has never happened to me before ever in my life. So the prognosis is really positive. Yeah, and it's excellent, obviously. Yeah, and we've been chatting to people up and down the East Coast as well. So I'm really, really excited about it myself, and more importantly, excited about it for yourselves too. In terms of the marketing side of life, so obviously what are the plans there? Obviously you've got your existing marketing tools. I see you on your socials and your LinkedIn, but what are some of the things that you think you might have to do moving forward from here now that might be a little bit different?
Obviously a website, that for starters, you know, and we're thinking of perhaps attending some shows.
Yeah.
You know, I think the core of it is really getting people hands on the product and trying it for themselves.
100%.
You know, You know, we can claim things to be, you know, great, awesome, but then until you actually taste it, you know, and then know the benefits of it, then you know, people can believe it. So I think that's key. So
at least that's what we can do locally.
Totally, yeah. And then, you know,
yeah.
Maybe we can work with moms, you know, who are like, you know, through social media, you know, sending them some samples, letting them try, you know, spreading the word. But a lot of, like any business, you know, we believe in, you know, longevity.
Totally.
So as long as our product is good, you know, we are not afraid. We're confident in it, really confident in it. So,
yeah. And I think good thing for you guys is, you know, in this game, the worst thing you can be is be in a hurry. You know, you tie yourself in knots and get stressed out. But obviously, you know, you've got this great business to lean on. So, you know, obviously we want to get it out there ASAP, but you're not under that.
Yeah, but at the same time, because our team sort of make it locally here, once we receive any feedback, we can always change things, like, you know, like straight away.
Yeah, for sure. And, and there's also obviously we've had inquiries for, you know, bulk versions of your offer for food service as well, which is great. So we've got this enormous retail business in Australia, but there's a, you know, about a quarter of the size of that is a food service business as well, with, you know, cafes and so that's a massive opportunity.
Yeah, social media, website, you know, sample tasting, you know, like LinkedIn, you know, like
getting the word out there.
Yeah, really. Just getting the word out there, really, because confident in it. We just want people to know about this because so excited about
it is. I mean, the marketing thing is very simple. At the highest level, it's get the message out there digitally and get the product in people's mouths however you can. And, you know, if you can do those two things brilliantly well, again, you've got the advantage of a very big community already. So that's absolutely fantastic. So how do you see this sort of in terms of the future, sort of how do you see things unraveling over the next year or two? More yummy products in retail under the retail brand, which is Seven Oaks Foods, I should add as well.
Definitely.
So, we're starting with a kids range first and sort of, like, you know, looking forward to feedback and things like that. So, but, you know, when if it goes well, we can definitely add more products into the range, you know, like we just, customers, you know, we got to listen to them, right? We need to know what they want.
Yeah. And the great thing is, as we keep saying, you've got this enormous customer base already where you can use that to get your feedback, and we have already, obviously, right? Yeah. If you're, I know it's very early days for you, not even 6 months of in earnest trying to get a retail brand up and running. What are sort of the learnings so far, do you think? What sort of surprised you in terms of all the bits and pieces that need to happen to get this happening, because there's a few moving parts, isn't there?
A lot of moving parts. And I think the biggest thing for us probably storage, because we're sort of maxed out at our capacity in terms of storage. Like, we have to find like extra freezer space, you know, extra storage space for packaging, you know, and for us, we need to really put processes in place for a team, because we're not used to doing this.
Yeah.
And really sort of a good process. So to ensure consistency, we want everything product to be the same, and, you know, taste wise, look wise. So to really ensure that consistency, we really have to, you know, think about and think through how,
every little thing, like, you know, from packaging, what we need to look out for, you know, little things, and sourcing things, all these things, and also producing, you know, food for retail is definitely different from doing it for our catering. So it's a whole different ball game that we are, you know, learning.
But I have to add that probably the most challenging bit was actually sourcing the ingredients that were preservative free.
Or
natural, you know. So we really put a lot of time into it, you know, taste testing, you know, changing our recipe, and then, working with the lab as well to make sure that, you know, we are complying with everything. And then, the quality is there. Because we're actually feeding little kids, and this is actually really serious, you know.
It's interesting. Quite recently, there's really been a movement around no artificial colours or no artificial flavours and preservatives. Even I heard Guzman and Gomez, you know, the big Mexican food chain, doing a radio ad saying, just so everyone knows, our offer is free from artificial colours and flavours. So, you know, when you've got big companies like that spruiking the same message, it's only going to help as well. And it is...
Yeah. Hopefully we're on the right path, you know. Yeah. We just believe in the same thing to our kids. Yeah. So we just
jump on the bandwagon. Just back on the logistics piece, so I'd say to people, and we've spoken about this a lot, that the, you know, the storing, the distribution, the moving and the picking and packing and the, you know, supplying your product around the country is where all the money gets chewed up. It's where all the, I wouldn't say hidden costs are, but that's a real tough one, especially for frozen product. And obviously we've been going backwards and forwards on the margins and getting your offer over onto the East Coast. And it's not easy, but obviously it gets easier as the efficiencies grow with, you know, volume.
So we'll try it out, you know, and see, you know, but as long as the numbers make sense, it should be fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's excellent. Real congratulations. I'm really proud. I know how overwhelming it can be when you're sort of jumping into this, even though you are in the food game, it's still, you know, new barcodes and how does all that happen? If you were talking to, you know, someone else in your position now, you're, you know, 6 or 9 months down the track, what would be your number one piece of advice if someone said to you, I've got, you know, a cafe or a restaurant or a catering business, I want to develop a retail product, what would be your number one thing you'd say? Well, make sure you don't do this or make sure you do that.
I think a lot of people usually wait until something is 100% right to sort of do it, but I reckon sometimes you can try it out first with like a smaller
test and learn.
Just do it, and
most importantly, yes, of course, obviously, you know, make sure the numbers are correct.
Yes, oh my god,
the number guy, as you can tell.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Yeah, but you've got to take the step forward. If you don't move, you don't go anywhere, you know.
Totally.
Yeah. See, we don't even know if it's going to take off, if people was going to love the product, you know, but we're giving it a go.
No, David, that's great,
you know. Yeah. And thanks to you. You've helped us so much along the way.
No. It's been an absolute pleasure. So people listening in, where can they find out a little bit more about, well, either Seven Oaks Catering, which is the corporate catering business, and now the all-new Seven Oaks Foods?
Yep. So Instagram, we have a brand new Instagram page. Nothing much is on it yet, but we will be putting more things on. And the website is also under construction. And it will be done soon.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be sevenoaksfoods.com.au.
And for our catering, we'll definitely be announcing and, you know, making updates on the Seven Oaks Catering site as well. And that's sevenoakscatering.com.au.
Yeah, nice. But Instagram, you know, we're pretty active on our Seven Oaks Catering Instagram, you know, and you can probably catch a glimpse of us and, you know, our team and the food that we do. Yeah.
No, it's great. You're both the face of the brand, which is always fabulous to see. People love to see human faces and their stories. So it's good on you. It's a great story. And it's only just the beginning.
Yes.
Awesome. Yes. Great. We're excited. Fabulous. We're excited for this journey. Yes.
Well, it's great to have you on the podcast, and really appreciate your time and all the best of luck for the future.
No, thank you so much.
Thanks,
David.
David, yeah. Thank you very much.
Pleasure. This episode of the Food Mentor Podcast is brought to you by Naturally Good, Australia's leading event for natural and healthy products, connecting brands with retail buyers. Looking for the latest natural products? Then you won't want to miss the Naturally Good Expo at the ICC Sydney on the 3rd and 4th of June. Over the 2 days, you can explore the most sought-after healthy products, connect with top brands and industry innovators, and gain key insights into the latest consumer trends. Registration is free, so grab your ticket now to make sure you don't miss the retail industry's must-attend event. Check it all out at naturallygood.com.au.